1057 CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Identify yourself.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 1057
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead you lay stealing the
This is 1057 CFW.
We're gonna groove tonight.
Is it too early for happy hour? Okay, maybe another hour or two. The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW. Music now from the Cardigans.
CFW. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Seymour. This is 105.7 CFW.
Absolute best, just northwest, west of here. West, northwest, I don't know, I'm directionally challenged. I'm on the radio. 105.7 CFW, it's Aaron. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning, Monday at 7:40. Your first chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells.
Oh,
95.7 CFW. CFW.
Thank you.
Shout out to our friends over at Accurate Automotive Service in Lake Halley. It's 105.7 CFW. Madonna now. And you can dance.
Words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
So much. My life is foolish game.
keeping us on at work.
Absolutely.
We're 105.7 CFW.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for hunting and fishing. And their huge variety of live bait can't be beat. Bill's Sports Shop on Bridge Street, downtown Chippewa Falls.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, "Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event is happening now. Unleash your love for beauty with 50% off daily beauty steals on hair, skin, makeup, and fragrance. Shop your favorite brands like Tarte and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, grab perfect hair care pairs from brands like Redken and Olaplex. And check out new arrivals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury and Dyson. Shop the Ulta Beauty semi-annual beauty event online, in-store, or try pickup today. Now through March 28th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. An Oliva woman has been charged with arson and disorderly conduct with a dangerous weapon. 39-year-old Tegan Mateo was charged in Eau Claire County on Thursday after allegedly charging at her husband with two knives and attempting to set their house on fire. According to the criminal complaint, Mateo's husband and two kids allegedly barricaded themselves in their basement before Mateo told them she lit the house on fire. The home was reportedly filled with smoke when authorities arrived on the scene. A Barron County man has been sentenced on charges of possession of child pornography and child sexual exploitation. 25-year-old Derek Saluski of Osceola was sentenced to 9 years in prison and 3 years of extended supervision after being found guilty of the charges on December 14th. Saluski was arrested after law enforcement officials seized his phone. A search of the phone showed Saluski had thousands of photos and videos of child sexual assault material and child pornography. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
More clouds than sun today, but still mild temperatures as we climb into the mid-40s. A sunny Saturday is on tap, but temperatures will be a touch cooler as winds are feisty out of the north, gusting up to 20 miles per hour, keeping us into the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
CFW.
Still standing.
it were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Seven CFW.
I shook you up.
105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music. It's Aaron. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. Have a fabulous weekend. We'll catch up again on Monday. Jay Roberts, taking you through the rest of the workday and into your Friday night next on CFW.
Keeping us on at work.
Absolutely.
We're 105.7 CFW.
Straight overdue. Go find somebody new. Human.